Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
More now on that investigation we discussed on the programme yesterday into the Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes after a window and chunk of fuselage blew out of one of Alaska Airlines' aircraft last Friday. Well, United Airlines has found loose bolts on several of these types of aircraft. And following the incident on the 5th of January, US authorities asked people to look out for the missing door plug, a vital piece of evidence. And Portland high school teacher Bob Sauer described his surprise at finding part of that aircraft in his back garden.
I wasn't expecting to find it, so it was actually a friend of mine who lives in the neighborhood who suggested that I go check my backyard because people were looking everywhere around for the door and nobody found it yet. My heart did start beating a little faster at that point because I thought, oh my goodness, people have been looking for this all weekend and it looks like it's in my backyard.
So that was Bob, and then Washington resident Sean Bates described on TikTok how he found an intact iPhone that survived the fall of roughly 16,000 feet.
It was still pretty clean, no scratches on it, sitting under a bush, and it didn't have a screen lock on it. So I opened it up, and it was in airplane mode with a travel confirmation and baggage claim for Alaska 1282.
Well, Sally Gethin is a UK-based aviation analyst and commentator, and Sally is on the line now. Good morning to you, Sally.
Morning.
So this news in the last number of hours that United Airlines has found loose bolts on several types of these aircraft, how significant is that, do you think?
Very significant. It's actually a nightmare for Boeing, the airplane manufacturer, because it's going to be liable and responsible for any manufacturing issues, any installation issues that would be the cause of that blowout, the emergency exit door that blew out on that Alaska Airlines flight. And also it raises concerns about wider problems with Boeing's aircraft as a whole. And in fact, this is just the latest in a chapter of concerns over their quality control with their aircraft manufacturing in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And United Airlines has ground a number of flights now.
So just to be clear, there are no MAX 9 airplanes flying in the United States, in Europe at the moment. And it, as you said, in the United States, United Airlines MAX 9s are grounded. The regulator over there issued a directive right away when this incident first occurred to ground all these planes. And that's why they've discovered this problem with the loose bolts in that door, because they're carrying urgent inspections out on each of the airplanes that they've grounded.
Mm-hmm. So when these bolts come loose, is there no warning system in place to allow engineers to discover that there might be a problem?
This is, it's quite unbelievable, actually, because, I mean, it's almost farcical, for want of a better word, that this should happen at all, because it's precision engineering on all these aircraft. You know, there are like 500,000 moving parts on each of these airplanes to begin with, and there's quality control on each of those components, and it's rigorously enforced. And so, you know, that those bolts should have been screwed down, for want of a better term, properly and inspected and signed off, not just by the airplane manufacturer, but by an independent regulator that has to approve and sign off on each of those aircraft as well. So there's so many sort of milestones in the journey before that airplane gets delivered to the customer that that should never happen. That's why it's absolutely so concerning. Just for context, there are four large bolts in that particular component that blew out, and they're supposed to be very robust. And I've seen the actual diagrams and, you know, the engineering for those for that door and those parts. And it is quite incredible that they weren't properly secured and still delivered to the airline customer as they were.
Mm, so you would expect to see now a very significant investigation into how this happened at the manufacturing level?
Yes, I certainly would. So obviously at Boeing, they're scrambling, you know, to reassure the industry and the regulators and reassuring their commitment to transparency and safety. But we really have to look now as an industry at the relationship between the regulator and the airplane manufacturer. It was too cozy several years ago and was blamed for the catastrophic fatal crashes of the MAX aircraft back in 2018 and 2019. But, you know, Boeing and the regulator got their house in order. There was a big investigation at that time, but it will reopen the debate. And there's bound to be more of an investigation. I wouldn't be surprised if the regulator makes an announcement in the coming hours or days as to what kind of steps it would take to ensure absolutely complete safety of production at Boeing.
Sally, thank you. Sally Gethin there, UK-based aviation analyst and commentator.